this town.
It is.
Because you're a beast.
Welcome to Whispers of Gambling.
I want money. Lots and lots of money.
I guess we're ready.
Thanks for doing that, Jeffrey.
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Hello,
T-Bone.
How's everyone doing today?
Doing good.
Great.
Happy Monday morning.
A new week, a new set of bets, a new set of winning. Your payroll just starts over.
Yeah. It does.
So whatever happened last week, just fucking put it in the rearview mirror. Even if it was a great week like we had.
Happy to announce a new set. Yeah, we're coming to you live from a new set today.
What do you mean?
We are now sharing a station, Jeff and I.
Todd and I.
You say
all these.
Hey. Those are my fucking notes.
Let me get in on your notes.
Do you see your name on here anyway?
No, I don't.
No.
Let me have
my notes, my secrets. This is my goal.
Hey, just because you have never won the Degenerate of the Week crown doesn't mean you have to try to steal Todd's notes.
I'll go to any length, boys. I'll go to any length.
You got personal in here.
How was your guys' betting weekends? How was your weekends?
Great. It was 6-1 yesterday.
6-1. Six not a bad one. Day. That just makes up for like the 0-5 that you had.
Yeah, it erased that one.
That's gambling.
Boom.
Lost myself my Friday night St. Louis bet. All right.
Okay.
Stayed away from
you
baseball
did. It was
all
7-2,
week.
7-2, by the way.
But I had such a shift from Toronto to Golden State yesterday. Something hit me right in the jaw. I went heavy on Golden State.
That it was the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what should have hit you.
Well, they did.
Yeah, I also took them.
Yeah.
And people were all over me because I took them at +2. They were like, well, you're going to do that. You might as well take the money line. I get it, but what if they lose by one?
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, exactly. And you're gonna risk losing your entire bet over 20 cents or whatever the fuck.
I appreciate the advice. You gamble how you gamble. I'll gamble how I gamble.
Thank you, Todd. Well said. By the way, I did lose the WNBA bet. I'm 2-3 on the year in WNBA. I'm not happy about it. I didn't play anything over the weekend, but today is an off day in the WNBA, and then we get four straight days of WNBA.
Fucking hate days without WNBA.
I am coming hard this week with WNBA picks. I'm not saying they're locks, but Tony, you be ready for them,
Jeff. We have a fucking schedule here. It's not WNBA time yet.
I know. Okay? I just wanted to put out a statement.
Always jumping the gun.
It's just not WNBA time yet.
Okay.
Jesus.
I mean,
isn't the WNBA segment yet.
We were clearly talking about the NBA.
Yes.
The one where people watch. Okay.
We jump from the.
That's on me, guys. If you want to find me, I'll pay the fine.
We're talking game two, and you jumped to WNBA.
Here we are at game two. And you go straight to fucking Cheryl Swoops.
No, I was all over my team, too, and they just didn't come through. Sorry,
just because you sit there.
I'll shut up on my WNBA.
And you know, we do like that you combine gambling and jerking off while you watch WNBA.
Oh, Tony, for the
that's
love
what this show
anything
is.
Sacred,
but we're on
Tony.
The WNBA. We're not on the
Lord,
WNBA.
Man.
We're on the Golden State Warriors.
I'll bring them up tomorrow.
The Toronto
Raptors. You're right.
Little fun fact for you. Golden State Warriors are now 23-7 on the season after a loss. That's straight up. Against the spread, they're only 14-16.
Yeah, pretty good team. Pretty good team.
Not a bad team. But here's the Toronto's going to be kicking themselves in the dick because, I mean, no KD.
Mm-mm.
Iguodala went out with an injury.
Sure he did.
Klay went down.
Iguodala did come back, though.
Yeah, I know what happened.
Big shot at the end.
Steph had the flu, apparently.
Yeah.
He came back.
Other dude got
Looney
hurt. Looney
got hurt. Yeah.
I mean, they were playing with nobody.
Bogut, he came in, played well.
Yeah, Bogut came in, played. And you couldn't, and you just couldn't have it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you let one slip away at home with that situation.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one.
All right,
one
watch
to swallow.
This.
I think it's
watch
bad
this.
News for them.
1-1, and let me just say this because I like to play the what-if game.
Okay.
What if no Klay Thompson? What if no Kevin Durant come Wednesday night?
What are we asking? What's the spread?
I don't think it matters.
Really? That's what I'm trying to get to.
I mean, look at that. They were decimated.
I think the spread in that certain situation would probably be, I think it would be even.
Ooh, I would. I'm going to go 2-3-4 in that range.
Mm.
It's because, the spread right now is 6.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State's -6.
So if Klay comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday and they say, hey, no, he's not playing.
I saw Klay talking shit to Drake after the game, and he looked very confident. And I feel like if he knows his injury, He's not going to be talking shit after the game if he knows he's not going to be playing the next game.
I agree.
That's my assumption.
Here's my. I don't know if it's because, you know, when it's like when you lose something else gets stronger.
Correct.
You know what I mean? If it was like compensating for that, but that defensive pressure that they came out with in the second half was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
If they keep that going, forget about it.
They said defense won the game for them last night.
Yeah, it did because after Toronto had switched to that like box and one-ish type defense that they were playing down the stretch, Golden State went 0-7, but then Toronto couldn't catch up. It took them so long because it was like 106 whatever forever, and then it took forever to get to 106-104. So yeah, I think Golden State, the defense did win. Kawhi, he got his 30, but like, he doesn't like when he's got Boogie on him and he is shooting jumpers instead of probably trying to take him off a bounce. And everything was coming up short for Kawhi. I think Kawhi's a little tired and he might be a little banked up.
We'll see. We just need a couple of days off. The Klay Thompson thing's huge.
Klay really is huge. I mean, offensively and defensively.
And if Siakam has to keep facing Bogut, I mean, forget about it.
He's a big body versus.
Don't forget Klay Thompson on Kawhi Leonard defensively. Yes, that's something we got to keep an eye on for Wednesday. And it is in Golden State. So
it is in Golden State. Over under 213 right now. The line is currently at 6. Golden State minus 245. You get the Raptors at plus 200.
Love that.
Oh, do you?
Early, Tony. I sniff anything that smells, I sniff it.
There's a lot of days off. So what are they going? Wednesday and Friday now or Tuesday and Friday? Do you think KD's coming back?
They're going Wednesday, this Wednesday night.
Wednesday and then Friday.
Yeah. Strictly a guess out of my back pocket. No
Friday.
KD.
Not until Friday.
No KD.
Wednesday or Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, okay. So,
no KD Wednesday. I think he comes back, though.
So you were saying last week that you were wrong. Because you said he was coming back game 3. I said he'd come back game 4.
Yeah.
Just admit that you were wrong.
Well, not yet. The game hasn't come here yet. I think he's going to come back in the
But you anticipate you being wrong.
Just
I don't. No, I never do that. I never do that. So, I mean, I got another day and a half that I'm still right.
What happened in NHL Friday night? 7-2, huh?
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Those guys are good offensively. I'm telling you, St. Louis is just Jekyll and Hyde. Losing badly at home. Jordan Pennington, they got to him. Tuukka Rask playing great. And they were just outman, out everything. And penalties again killed them.
Every single game.
Penalties again killed them. They had 4 power play goals out of the 7 that they scored. So it's killing them. They're going to tighten it down. It's in St. Louis. They're going to be splitting this series just like they did in the 2 in Boston. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm liking.
Here's a stat that jumped out to me this morning. The Boston Bruins power play is clicking at 40%,
yeah, I know,
which is unheard of. 50% on the road.
Oof.
So you give up a penalty, 50% chance there's
score.
There's a goal coming.
Yeah, right.
It's absurd. Bennington gave up 5 goals on 19 shots.
Yeah, not great.
Young goalie.
Young goalie, but still.
First year.
Hey, he's had some.
Is he going to be rattled?
Yeah, of course he is. But he is at home, and it's a must win. If they go down 3-1, this team is not built to come back and win the next 3 straight.
Okay? I'd have to look up the stat, but the St. Louis Blues this year after a loss, we always talk about after a loss, are very, very good.
Let's go, Tarasenko.
So something to think about there coming tonight. What's your pick going to be for tonight for NHL?
I like the St. Louis Blues, and I'll also rattle that into my best bet of the night.
We're going to jump right.
Well, I'm just saving you time and the listener time. I'm just telling you right now, I like St. Louis, and it also is my best bet of the night.
All right, let's jump right now into our best bet segment. Let's go. Who are you taking number one, first best bet, Monday, today, start the week?
St. Louis Blues at home against this Boston club. They are Jekyll and Hyde. They're coming back. Limit the penalties. Keep these guys in a box because they can score at will. The Boston Bruins I'm talking about. I like St. Louis to tie this up tonight. My best bet.
I like St. Louis as long as they stay out of the box. Like we said, Bruins 40% power play overall, 50% power play on the road. If they stay out of the box, it's something to think about. Todd, what's your best bet?
My best bet. The Phillies money line at San Diego. Phillies are 28-12 as the favorite. 8-3 as the road favorite. 11-5 when the line is between minus 162 and minus 132. And they're starting Aaron Nola, 6-0, 4.18 ERA. They've won 8 of the last 12 games that he has started. The Padres, on the other hand, are 3-5 as the home dog and 3-7 when the line is plus 110 to minus 140. I love the Phillies here.
Nice little pick there. Todd, my best bet today, something that I don't normally do, Seattle, Houston, first 5 over.
Oh, I got it as well. Second. Double stamp. Double stamp.
Can
That's
I
a great pick, Doc.
Over.
Great pick.
Can I almost triple stamp this?
Yeah.
I have I do. I have the 9 innings over
okay.
of the game. Not the first five, but I'm playing the over in this one as well.
Well, Jeff, let's see if we can tip it over. Give him some stats here.
We're expecting runs in this game.
Right,
yes.
right.
Wade LeBlanc is on the mound for Seattle. 8.3 ERA at home.
Yeah. By the way,
9.75 ERA at night.
Last four
These
starts.
These are bats.
Last four starts. He gave up 8 runs, 6 runs, 18. No, well, not 18 weren't his, but I'm saying the final scores of when he has started. 8, 6, 18, and 10 of the opponent.
Plus, guys, Seattle's fourth in the league in runs scored in the first five, and Houston is fifth in the league.
I like it.
Let's go.
Houston is number four versus lefties this season.
Oh, Wade LeBlanc, lefty. Better and better.
On the mound for Houston, Corbin Martin, who has given up 3 earned runs in 3 innings in his last 3 starts. So each start, he's gone 3 innings, given up 3 runs in each inning.
By the way, 16 innings in his major league career.
So that's what you could expect Houston to give up.
He's a young pitcher.
Plus what Houston's going to score, give us the over in that game. So our best bets are Todd's taking Philly.
Nice.
Gorms is taking the Blues.
Yes.
And I am taking Seattle, Houston, first five over. Or the game over. I don't even care. There's going to be runs scored. Those are our best bets for today. Those are our best bets. Oh, just a little update on the best bets. Todd, your Angels best bet lost. They lost 4-3 to Seattle on Friday.
Yeah.
That happens.
It happens. Sometimes.
Gorms, your Las Vegas Aces.
I know.
They lost 86-84. They were -1.
I didn't want to bring it up.
So You're both 0-1.
I'm right. I
had the Rockies.
Wrote a letter to the
I had the Rockies
week.
First five.
Okay.
They were up 11-2 at five.
There you go.
Just something to think about. So I'm up 1-0 early. Tell you what, I was watching that Aces game on Friday night. It was the only game on at the bar.
Wow.
tells you what type of season we're in. Other updates from this weekend. Champions League was a terrible game. It was. I don't know if you guys caught any of it. Probably not.
Just a Liverpool thing.
Yeah, Liverpool and Tottenham. Yeah. Liverpool won 2-0. A penalty kick with 20 seconds in pretty much set the tone of the entire game. It was a very, very boring game. 2-0 Liverpool over Tottenham. Congrats to Kyle Gump Cathcart.
Yeah.
Gumpy from up north. Liverpool is his team, diehard. It's basically like one of our teams winning the Super Bowl. By the way, he's also doing very good on the Action Network.
He is killing it.
Kyle Gumpino? Gumpino on
Bubba Gumpino?
There it is. Bubba Gumpino.
Yeah.
Bubba Gumpino on the Action Network. App, if you want to follow him there, shout out to our buddy. I got bad news from the French Open. Tsitsipas lost in a heartbreaker, 5th set tiebreaker, 8-6. That was a tough loss for me to see Tsitsipas go down.
I know.
We still got Derek Thiem. Derek Thiem's going against your boy today.
Yeah.
The number one athlete in the world.
Gael Monfils, and by the way, Gael Monfils, down right now.
Yeah, that's what you go against Derek Thiem, and one of my future bets, you're going to go down, okay?
He's down right now, but the match is still being played as we speak.
All right.
Boy, I'm going to be sniffing some stuff midweek at that French
Open.
Oh,
are you? Midweek?
I'm sniffing a huge upset coming up around the Wednesday.
Well, we're getting into the round of eight. Yeah. We're getting into quarters.
You're going to take a break of having WNBA up on one TV and the Women's College Softball World Series on the other?
Just I actually really enjoy Women's College Softball.
Jergens Lotion Station.
Dude, did you see I don't know. This makes me respect the sport less. The pitcher for UCLA. Everyone's like,
what a game!
Is it?
Well, yeah, it was a game. That's a grand slam to win it.
No, she had a 3-run homer to win it.
3-run homer to win it.
The pitcher
outs.
Did, but she also threw 170 pitches in 10 innings. Well, right. I mean.
Machine.
Come on.
Machine.
Are we not worried about the ladies' arms?
Machine.
Are we not? Should we not get a pitch count?
Well, it comes up. It's lesser
feet. I don't
know
with that motion. Maybe it's safer.
It's lesser
feet. Well, someday.
Feet.
Hey, someday. I know. I'm just saying. Also, there was an – did you guys see the walk-off grand slam, Texas A&M and West Virginia?
How about that?
3-2, two outs.
Bottom of the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded, down 3, walk-off grand slam. That's an in.
That's just good. It's good softball.
So that was actually baseball.
Okay, it's good baseball.
But softball, similar thing with the UCLA, you know, and the picture you just talked about.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
good. I will watch.
I will watch
women's softball. I don't know.
You'll
if
watch
I can get
women's anything, Gorms?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I like the French Open. I do. I just like sport. Well, I don't care whether it's men or women or animals playing.
Hey, that's why we do the show.
If there's a goal, and there's to be scored on, I'm going to watch.
And that's why we do the show.
That's right.
Hey, and that's why we do the
there
show.
There you go.
And that's why you're here. And that's why you're here.
That's why we're here, boys. Let's go.
All right, so we covered...
when's a bowling league start?
Jesus Christ. We covered NHL. It's So let's move to MLB. I got one more MLB pick. There's only four games today.
You're right.
So I'm going to go with my second pick now. I'm going another first five over.
Wow, watch this.
I know. I am going Cubs, Angels, first five over. Lester's on the mound for the Cubs. His last three starts, he's gone no more than five innings. He's given up 7, 4, and 5 earned runs. Angels are the number two team versus left-handed pitching away the last 30 days. The one thing that scares me a little bit, Lester has been much better at home. So we'll see there. But and then Cam Bedrosian is going for the Angels. And the Angels are doing this thing where instead of calling up someone from AAA, they're doing an opener, not a starter. So the guy gives one inning, and they fucking piece it together. Oh, yeah, Gorms.
Really?
Yeah, teams have been doing that this year.
They're calling them openers.
Yes, they're calling them openers instead of starters. The Rays have done it a little bit. The A's have done it a little bit. So instead of calling someone up from AAA for a spot start, they're going with their bullpen, and they're doing an opener. He's done it a few times this year. So I don't know how that's going to work out. So with Lester's stats and then this and the opener going, I kind of like the first five over. So I'm leaning that as far as I'm concerned with the Angels and Cubs game.
I don't hate that. I have the Cubs money line in that game.
Okay, awesome.
When they're 15 and 8.
Throw that down.
Yeah, they're 15 and 8 is in the season for when they're the home favorite, and 23 and 11 win favored, period.
Oh.
They like being the favorite. Lester, I love him at home always, so I'm going to go Cubs money line on that one. And also, I'm going to take the game over, the game total over Dodgers at Arizona. It's at 8.5. The Dodgers are fourth in runs per game, and the Diamondbacks are seventh. In their last three games, the Dodgers are averaging 6 runs, Diamondbacks 5.67. I like it. Walker Buehler.
Yep.
Starts for the Dodgers, 5-1, 4.03 ERA. And Robbie Ray starts for the D-backs, 4-2, 3.5 ERA. But I think both go out early and get shelled. The Dodgers bats are hot.
Yes they are.
Arizona's not too shabby.
And
either,
Arizona
though.
Bats are hot.
The Dodgers.
So I don't think either pitcher is quite dominant enough to keep that from happening.
No, the Dodgers have gotten off to their best start since like 1970-something. They are forced to be reckoned with right now. Gorms, you got any other baseball?
I do. I'm going the same exact bet that Mr. McComas just said. I like the over 8.5 in the Dodgers Diamondbacks and my other one. I'm sticking with the over 9.5. I know you guys are going first five, and we can keep that in a cup of coffee and pay. But I am betting on baseball bats tonight, boys. That's what I am betting on.
We all
are. Not baseball arms. I've got two overs in the majors.
I like it. That's a good way to put it.
Theme
for the day.
There it is.
Let's get to your favorite sport here, Gorms. Do you have any WNBA for tonight?
There's nothing tonight. I just explained that earlier.
Oh, sorry.
It's an off night, and then we get four or five straight days where I will be bringing you heaters from the WNBA.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
When you brought up the WNBA, I just stopped listening.
I know you do.
So
I know, but that bank is open, Tony. That bank is open. Don't forget about that.
I mean, you were 2-2, and now we're 2-3 on the year in WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
could be worse.
I'm sure there's.
Well, what are you?
Huh?
Who are you on here? How many did you get right?
On WNBA?
Yeah.
I'm 0-0, baby.
You're 0. You got no wins, okay? So I got two more than you. I want to hear it.
I've also got no losses.
Right. Okay?
I'm even money on the year for WNBA.
Like I said, bank's open, baby.
All right. So does anyone else have any other picks for today?
I have none.
Me either.
That's it, man.
Oh, well,
I think we're in good shape.
We got hockey and baseball.
Let's have ourselves a fucking day then. Follow us on Twitter at BroBroBets, myaction.app/BroBroBets. Our cup of coffee a day parlay is a six-teamer today.
Ooh.
A nice little six-teamer today. We have first five Cubs and Angels over from me.
Got it.
We have the game total, Arizona Diamondbacks Dodgers, over 8.5.
Let's go, Todd.
We have the Philadelphia Phillies, -145.
Let's go, Todd. Mm-hmm.
The Cubs, -170 from Toddy Boy.
Let's go, Todd.
The St. Louis Blues, -105.
Come on, Gorman.
From Gorms.
Let's
go. Then my best bet, Seattle Houston, first five over.
Love it.
Or you could go game over, whatever you guys choose. That's up to you. $5 to win a cool $205.
That's beautiful. Hey. Right
nice
there.
Nice little way to start the week.
Yes.
You know, I had to pay the electric bill this morning.
Yep.
And the gas bill.
Yep.
You know what?
That would have covered it.
Yeah.
Ah,
one little $5
you know
investment.
Your monthly bills scratched off. Just a little $5 scratch.
We're giving
your
away free
bills.
Gas and electricity.
Free gas
that's
and electricity. From us to you.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. And we know what we do. We wish you good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.